The naming of Frank Williams Park was an emotional experience for the man's granddaughter, Pat Crosby, who first proposed honoring him 7 years ago. Crosby advocated to name something in Newmarket after Williams, given his record of public service, and the four generations of the family that worked the land on what is now the Copper Hill subdivision around Poppy Lane. Surrounded by family and municipal officials, Crosby's efforts paid off, with the town hosting a naming ceremony at the park August 26. "It touched my heart really, as you start thinking about what it means to the family," Crosby said. "Hopefully, it motivates some children in the future to give back to the community because that's what my grandfather was all about." Council approved the name November 16, championed by Ward 1 Councillor Grace Simon. Besides recognizing the family history, it honors Williams, who served as councillor, reeve and deputy reeve in Whitchurch Stouffville between 1955 to 1967. Williams also was a public school board trustee and sat on the board of directors for the Newmarket District Farmers Co-op. "My grandfather always taught us," Crosby said, "get out into the community and make a difference. I realized how special of a person he was, and I wanted him to be honored for some of the things that he did, and that his legacy would live on." The initiative began when Crosby wrote to the municipality in 2014, proposing something be named to honor her grandfather. She originally suggested a street but said staff recommended the use of the asset naming program instead, given other famed figures named Williams. Manager of Culture and Community Events Rob Wilson said it took time for the town to assume the park from the developer of the new subdivision, and the ceremony was further delayed by the pandemic. Mayor John Taylor said it is rare for a local asset to be named for someone with such a connection to the land it is on. He said it is important for the municipality to recognize its heritage. "That is a reminder to the people of this community, the people of Newmarket, there was a history that occurred here," Taylor said. "These young families, and these young children, are going to play in this park and be reminded of the history." Howard Williams, Frank Williams's grandson, said he was thankful the town recognized the man. "He was a serious man, who took his community and took his family very seriously. It was important to him," he said. "I remember my grandfather as being a servant, basically, and serving his family and his community." The sign for the park contained a quote from Harriet Jackson Brown Jr., added by the town, "Remember that the happiest people are not those getting more, but those giving more." Crosby said it fits her grandfather perfectly. She said she hopes that spirit can pass on to the children that use the park. "I hope that my grandchildren, I might bring them here and they can play and that we can share stories," she said. "I also want them to learn about youth giving back. I think that's very important, I can't stress that enough, is to give back to the area where you live."